Ah, yes, and welcome to Monday's edition. That is Monday, the 22nd of May of the Satirically Challenged Show. We here at the Satirically Challenged Show just got wind of what's happening in Manchester with the Ariana Grande concert, and we do send our wishes and hope that everybody's okay. But for the meantime, this is the Satirical Challenge Show. Yes, we are a disabled podcast. Yes, we are a satirical podcast. Yes, we go after everybody. Yes, we go after everybody and anything that moves. No, we aren't a gun. No, we aren't a moving target. But we sure can change moving target.
You got it, Redhead.
And
Redhead.
Honestly, we love people. And, yeah. So, well, that's been revised. And we've made our point. So, let's start the show. We have Pink Hood and we have Johnny. Black Hood and Green Hood are out. So,
and Johnny will be in a bit. So, it's just
Johnny,
two.
So, it's just us two. So, Pink Hood, what's happened?
Yeah.
What has been happening since we've been off air? What has been happening?
How about you just fan?
Okay, I'll take it. Right. So, basically, a lot of things have been happening around the world. Our fair president went on his first foreign trip.
We don't know how it went.
We
have to step away from talking about
But we did hear, that Russia basically was trolling NASA hard.
Yeah.
Why? Let's just say that the there were an amazing images of the aliens looking at Earth. All they saw was a red dot, which looked like a red dot.
Yeah,
I don't know how to. I mean,
more like
more like supposing it looked like a red dot and UFOs. And the UFOs were watching the red dot saying, is that who we're supposed to be, we're supposed to be watching? None of the aliens could really comment, but they did say that not a day goes by without the news questioning the honesty and the certainty of what the UFOs are, actually.
Yep.
The fact that, literally, it's between the Americans and the Russians, between the fact that they invented the space race and we only followed it with JFK. It's true.
Everything cool about with the trolling and the fact that they have nothing better to do.
Yes.
If you're trolling someone, you're trying to make a fool out of someone.
Oh, absolutely. And they've been trolling this Earth for how many years? 285 million years? So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, they've basically caught up to using, paraphernalia. Let's not forget about Area 51, shall we? You know, home of the aliens, right, Pink Hood?
Yeah, from what?
Yeah, home of everything.
Yeah.
Area 51, right? They even watched Third Rock from the Sun. Yet that was a human form. I mean, John Lithgow responsibly contacted probably the aliens and said, I'm playing you, what do I do? So did Gordon Levitt and Kirstie Alley and French Stewart and anybody who was on that show basically said, what do we do with you and how do we play you? And the aliens probably responded back with something like, as normal as we would play you.
Right.
With a straight face. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the fact is,
right.
the truth is, you know, Orson Welles figured it out. You know, when he said, I'm going to create War of the Worlds. And people were too stupid to realize that it was an actual radio broadcast. Today we would call it a podcast, the same thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so the Russians have basically spotted the aliens, and the aliens have started running, but not to Russia, to other places, right, Pinkhood? So,
yeah.
So, if we get this straight, that, so Russian satellites, we all know, have taken pictures, right?
Right.
So,
right.
They've also taken care of to invent acne products as well. They call black dots really black holes, which not only goes for Mars, but goes for anything Mars stands for, like baking materials such as marzipan, anything that they could see, touch, smell, do, and inhale. We included. You know, they also have a UFO, and the headline says over the UFO, NASA spacecraft captures three huge UFO silhouetted against the sun. Pink code.
Yes.
What are they talking about?
I don't know. They're just trying to troll. They're trying to make NASA look like a fool.
Well, NASA, if anybody doesn't know what trolling means, well, NASA is the National Astronaut and Space Program. They launch
here in
rockets.
The United States.
Yes, here in the United States. And all over the world.
And the country control another country. That's where how mature these adults are in office.
Oh, absolutely. You know, to control another country and then possibly wield the power of actually finding shit out. You know, that
right.
But they did not. They did show one thing, Pinkhood, which
right.
was something of an alien ship trying to refuel near the sun. I call this creative red journalism, don't you?
Yeah.
Creative
yeah.
red journalism, not yellow journalism, red journalism. It's the new color of the new age of the new age of news. You know, red journalism is where people get murdered and spread fake lies about each other so that they combine yellow journalism into satire and fake news into fake news.
Right, but fake news is running amok.
Right, so they can create almost anything imaginable. Leave it up to creative artists to actually do everything possible. Including, they've also hired several artists that paint real-life Michelangelo kind of paintings, except they're not on the Sistine Chapel. They're really every day. It's called the weather. You know, it changes every day. And not only that, it will change at will. No, they can't actually paint and pinprick and pixelate every cloud, but they can call off aliens and say, yes, how do you like your sunset today?
Right, or the who you think that you're so smart? Guess what? We're not. You're not.
I mean,
we're winning. It's like the who's who's bigger than who at that point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's bigger than who?
Who's the Big Bang in campus? Who's this? Who's that? How about
right.
no one is? How about just no one is? And call it a day.
I mean, you know, nobody is. And then somebody always is. You know, the big man.
Or attempts
really,
to be.
Attempts to be. I would say that, you know, most people on good days attempt to be the big thing. But in the end, on a bad day, you really
but
can't.
But either way, no one's winning in the end. You're basically causing.
I would say the aliens
more
are
issues.
Winning. Yeah, but
what?
The aliens are definitely winning, though. I would think. The aliens are definitely winning the race because they can't really not win the race, especially when they have a home in Mexico.
Mm.
You
right.
know, Area 51. It's not
Southern
really
Maine.
Area 51. You know.
How about we just further on in our in the realm of on a more positive note, other than the trolling, there's a new comic that is coming out that is featuring characters that have disabilities and. I think including characters that have disabilities does show something. It shows people with disabilities do, in retrospect, do have different abilities, just like superheroes. Now they're just putting into a context that really shows that. And really meant to empower people as well.
Right, and I think that the empowering of this is fantastic because mainly this is coming out of Atlanta, which is brilliant. They're dubbed Team Supreme, a new group of tenacious superheroes with disabilities. See, I love
this
Batman.
Is what we need.
Yeah, I love Batman and Superman and everyone as much as the next person. But
it's been about time that this has that they've come out with an actual great cartoon show series that features people with disabilities and not just going, oh, it's good, oh, this is good, this is what is needed. How about actually creating something because it should be automatically done, not just, I want it this way.
I mean,
create,
I wouldn't
how
say
automatically.
I wouldn't say automatically, though.
No. Is how many series on TV right now actually include disabilities in general? And why is there the biggest thing is people with disabilities can relate to superheroes. It's an automatic.
Right. I mean, the fact
because,
is that...
And also, those characters that are different from the rest. Like, there can be people that look at TV series about differences in whatever a different character is. It may not be meant to show disability, but it can trickle down to showing someone who is different, like it or not. Or having some sort of power or some sort of ability that would be looked at as bad, as a hindrance versus a a beautiful creation of what people can do versus
right.
the point
yeah.
of view, point that you're looking at it going, I would like to show have characters that show positive look, positive and positive people with disabilities. Those series and those movies are out there are the show are the shows that really do have characters that are very they're not exactly 100% true showing people with disabilities.
You mean
but that
the shows that aren't
catered to
aren't speechless, right.
But they show that, but they're like Vampire Diaries or name different series. What about Marvel superheroes? Anyone with disabilities would go, okay, Superman, Batman. No, Batman, he trained. Spider-Man,
right.
Thor, Loki.
Right.
There's so many characters out there that really depicting something different and also showing a struggle where, Vampire Diaries, totally different from the better the better version of Twilight. Totally shouldn't even be comparison. Shouldn't be comparable. I think there's a big issue with the series are out there. And then the knowledge that ABC is going to have another show depicting autism.
That's the thing. I mean, in the UK, let's see, there's the A Word, which is really good. I don't know if it's still on, but if it's not, you can certainly find it on iTunes. And it's a really good show. But the fact is that the A Word could mean a lot of things, but it tends to be it tends to represent autism. I don't think that the title was that creative. But you know, with any show that portrays disability, they have a tendency to fudge it up pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact is that, you know, Glee comes in last because of Artie, who's a paraplegic. I get that, but the fact is that, you know, over the years, you had the book group, which is in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You had Game of Thrones, which depicts Peter Dinklage's character, Tywin Lannister, who's a little person.
Yes. I don't know if that's the right word to say, but yes, you're right.
What would you say?
They have a condition.
Yeah.
Right?
They have
different conditions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Then you have.
Because it doesn't. It's totally different if someone who is of normal stature says that. It's one thing for someone else to say it that is. Those conditions. They're able to go out, state it, and say it. And there's also groups too that are out there
Right.
Being a part of those groups can fade those that are. There's
sure.
a certain
no.
etiquette. There's etiquette. Certain
of course. I mean, sorry for that. But I will say that, you know, it's populated around TV, but it's not in the mainstream. I mean, Speechless, I think, is the first one that has cracked
no.
that.
No. Speechless and then Sir Shepherd. The main character,
but
Daphne,
what I'm...
was not Daphne, but Marley Matlin was in the series. Guy from Sandlot. Sean Bradley, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yet, able-bodied actors continue to play disabled characters.
Right. There's not, and there's a lot of people who want to be on those, who really want to be in the industry, but there's a lot, there's things that happen that I don't see it as anything positive in the industry, and those that look and say it's all about the expenses. It was huge when there was these two actresses on Broadway. That's
mm-hmm.
huge. But then don't make it where they feel where it's a where they're also hindered based upon having upon their limitations. They got the role.
Yeah. Blatantly, it's really about, like we said, it's really about budgetary reasons. You're not going to...
And also of casting, too.
No, it's less casting and more budgetary. I mean, they'll say that they put out stuff when they didn't, you know. They'll lie and say they did when they didn't. And then
right.
also, they will...
Sean Brady, he played Emmett, and he was on the Sandlot, I believe.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of
Brady. I probably massacred his name.
But it doesn't really. It really does matter in this day and age because many people who are disabled don't get the chances that we do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're disabled people doing this podcast so that we get heard. Luckily, we get heard by a shite load of people. But the reality of it is that in the industry, there's so little... there's so little casting that goes on that you actually have somebody with disability in a role because they think that we can't handle the work days, we can't handle the load, when we totally can, you know. And this cartoon, back to the cartoon of it, is taking a step in the right direction. Let's hope it continues, because
and more has to be done. That's for sure. And it can't just be one step forward, one step back.
It continues to be, you know, one step forward with, and one step back. And then it also continues to be a big, huge headache for people who, who are, hello, Johnny, who are, you know, really in charge of, in charge of the networks, you know, who go, oh, that's a nice idea,
right?
But then don't really do anything about it.
Right. It's the We Need X.
We Need X program, is what they say. Go find something, you know. And the fact is that out of Atlanta, it's all these small, and out of everywhere in the world, it's all of us making the content. This podcast is content. So, you know, we're not kidding when we say, would we like Eddie Redmayne as much as we love him to play, you know, Stephen Hawking? Yes, he's a fantastic actor. Yes, he cares up the wazoo.
Yes, he's able to do certain, really able to commit to a role.
But
that's great and all. But
would you want somebody who just gets handed an Oscar? Or would you, like, Johnny, most of the films that you see, don't you wish you had disabled actors in them?
Yeah.
I mean, which ones? Because...
Oh, I don't know.
We at least know now that there's one of the people who are on Curious Instinct.
One against me is Forrest Gump. Brilliant movie.
Yeah, I mean, Forrest Gump is brilliant, but we're not, like, criticizing Ron Howard or Steven Spielberg or anybody like that, but the fact is that if you use more people with disabilities, we tend to get a better rep. Then, and now going to the theory of everything, Eddie Redmayne. You know.
Right.
Curious Incident is a really good thing. They recently cast somebody with autism in the U.S. for a neighborhood production of it. And that's a brilliant move on that person's part.
Right.
Instead of catering to non-disabled actors who actually don't have disabilities.
Who may not necessarily understand either.
I don't think it's that they understand or don't understand. I think it's that they don't understand
the struggle.
Exactly. So
struggle,
they can't relate.
The struggles that we have and face every day. Every person who has autism, every disability is totally different. It's not just a one size fits all.
I wouldn't say one size fits all thing, could I? I would say one attitude fits all.
No, I'm saying that with people with disabilities, what we face, everyone has a different, how their disability affects them is different. It's not a copy and paste kind of scenario.
Right. Exactly. I think that the really the cut and paste scenario is not cool, because mm-hmm. then they're going, what are people with disabilities like? And
right.
they can't then
or they have to
relate.
Go to groups
exactly.
and go, we want to know more about that.
We want to know more to use it. You know?
Right.
And then when they do use it, it usually gets used as fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they have then the trouble of taking that
mm-hmm.
and execute it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just so much trouble. It's amazing. Like, Theory of Everything. Beautiful movie. But they couldn't get one, a disabled actor to play it, and then two, it was kind of like, it was a great movie, but it was kind of like watching Eddie Redmayne automatically, you know, go into a state where he automatically knew what he was doing, and it was almost like it was written.
It was also almost like programmed, going, we want you to do this. Go figure it out. Go do it.
Exactly. Go figure it out. Go. What?
Go do, come back.
Yeah, go do, come back, and we'll fiddle with it in post.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't.
Yeah,
we'll fix it
in post.
Right, right. We'll fix your movements in post. But those are the things I meant to keep in. No, you didn't. You know.
Right.
And the majority of anything really takes place in an editing room.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You can shoot the thing 150 times.
You know.
One take 150 times. It doesn't mean it will be good.
You can sniff it, or it'll
right.
be a complete teardown.
Right.
Hey.
Exactly. Like, point of view acting, you know, is different from, if you're going to go from acting standpoint, point of view acting, me talking to you, if we were face to face, in reality, is not acting. You know, it's schmacting. It's what it is. It's, you go here, I'll go here, and this is how I'll play it. Ha!
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what it is. It's not representative of what we feel, you know, of what we live. And if you say you're going to be a representative of what we live, see it from our point of view, then you'll really be helping us out, you know. I mean, what do you think, Pinko? Do you think I'm right?
I think I know you're right.
Well, you know I'm right, but
with what you're bringing up, you're being 100% honest and really didn't bring. You're giving everyone a chance to know that it does matter. We matter. Hands down.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it wouldn't be a thing in which there wouldn't be a thing in which it wouldn't be a problem if people were represented. You know. But
mm-hmm.
But, you know, the reality of being represented doesn't exist to casting directors.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, acting is acting, but ethically acting is different than acting. And anybody who challenges that is just wrong, you know, and goes against that is just wrong. Because it's called diversity, not...
Mm-hmm.
It's called diversity, not ableism, played by
mm-hmm.
diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know. That's really it. In other news, though, in Canada, there exists a law. I don't know if you've heard of this law. In Canada, if you wanted to, watch somebody, you know, they have nude beaches, just as they do in Sussex and England and Germany and all that, because the Commonwealth, right? So... But the weird fact is that you actually have to watch somebody watch you.
Right.
For it to be illegal, correct? So we were talking about this in the newsroom, and we were going, what consists of illegal?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What consists of illegal? Is it...
Or how many? I think it's kind of eerie that you have to have people watching you. That's a bit voyeurism-ish.
Voyeurism, yes, but you know, it could be pretty funny. You know, if they had like tourist directions, honey,
mm-hmm.
there's a sighting here. It says on the map here at this time. Why don't we watch? And they're like, oh, no, not again.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not again. Can't we do this in private?
Oh, no. There it is.
No. You know, can't we do this in private? No. Why is it illegal? Because you're doing it in public.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But don't you?
That's a bit strange and odd.
It is strange and odd.
It's almost like, say, you're going to have people see what you're doing with your loved one. That makes things all right. No, it doesn't.
Well, it makes things all right if you're into that sort of thing.
Right.
So, even aliens watch beaches from time to time because they're bored, right? So, you know, aliens watching beaches and going, yes, we do see human life. We do see you. We see you, and we also see you.
No, the one thing that comes to mind is that...
Oh, my.
Yes,
yep.
And George Takei watches as well. George Takei watches as well.
My.
And he repeats that every time, and they begin to count. They begin to count. The couples, I think, begin to count how many times they've been watched by aliens. And then the maximum sentence that they have is 18 months in jail. 18 months
mm-hmm.
in jail for copulating your lover. That's actually pretty funny, considering Paul Simon could have said.
It sounds like a Paul Simon song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
50 ways to copulate your lover.
Exactly. Exactly. Step one. You know, step two. That kind of thing. You know, 50 ways to lose your lover is the song we're referencing.
Yeah.
And
50 ways to leave your lover.
Exactly. 50 ways to lose, leave, same thing. Like, even in the lyrics, the problem is all inside your head, she said to me, and the answer's key if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so,
now, the last topic of the night, which does not look like anyone in Australia.
No.
I'm going to spare you my singing.
Right.
In group homes, because there's a lot of neglect and egregious behaviors and violent behaviors, a lot of abuse and neglect and violence going on within group homes, which is dealing with issues of medications.
Right, and drugging people up when they don't want to be drugged up.
Yeah.
And confusing violence and abuse with disability. The fact
yeah,
that Mr. Turnbull, you know, the fact is that when you take medication, it's supposed to control the disability. It's not supposed to make you shut up.
Yeah, you're
right.
Right,
Pinker? I mean,
yeah, you're right.
In the fact of this person spent 16 years in a group home because he was hospitalized because of anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh, no, sorry. He was, you know, diagnosed as a gangrene gallbladder, but the gallbladder was eventually removed. And the fact is that the hospital doctors came back that Jason was, the guy's name is Jason Colstock. Colstock was his parents basically blamed the doctors for putting him in a drug induced toxicity that, you know, he wasn't able to function, you know, unless he took this medication practically, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that is basically, he sustained a black eye while he was living in a group home, you know, tons of...
There's a lot of things that need to be done, and we could only say, there's only so much we could say, but I hope that Australia and the Royal Commission get their crap together, because no one has to put up with this behavior. And this open letter should be given.
And we will do this.
Should be given more time and more reach than being just shown and just put out, when this does not exactly, here in the United States, yes, this is just horrible.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
The fact is that there was no communication. There was no communication, but they said there was, but there wasn't. The fact is, they had you know, the use of chemical restraints. And they're still shoving people into, you know, lunatic asylums.
Not lunatic asylums.
Oh, sorry. Insane asylums.
Not that. Wow.
Wow.
Wait, what would it be then?
No, not insane asylums. They're hospitals.
Sorry.
Insane asylums have been out. Have not been in the works. So you're going back in time, Red Hood.
Are we going back to the Pennhurst days?
Which Pennhurst?
No, we're not.
Which we do not want to go back to?
No.
Yeah.
The fact is, locked away in hospitals for most of their life in suburbia. Why?
Group homes, exactly.
It doesn't make much sense to
I think we're pretty much done for the night.
But you know, we will be posting all of this on our website. If you do want to go to our website, it's amcpressandco.com, and we're also on Facebook at the same link. And we do openly take messages. So, and we're also on Twitter at amcpressnews. On Twitter, tweet us, write us, we will respond. And so we will see you on Wednesday. I think Black Hood and Greenwood will be back. And
Or we'll just have it be us again. The start of the vacation time. Hear me now.
Or you can try to deal with us again.
Good night.
Yes, bye.